Hi, this is Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com. I am here with Mistress Delia, and this is Mistress Delia's Mistress Interview. So she and I are both logged in this morning, and we're both here handling morning wood. So, Ms. Delia, how's the wood going for you?
Oh, I have had some really good wood this morning. It's always fun to have wood. How about you?
I've had some good wood this morning, too. Especially after a weekend, the guys are always like, I need to come so badly. Help me. I'm like, we can do that. We can help.
Oh, yes, we can.
Let's start with the single most common question. Ms. Delia, what is your mistress style?
I love that question. My style, I think, okay, it's always changing. But I can give you a general overview because, you know, we learn and we grow as we experience more in kink, whether we're the dom or the sub. So I would say my mistress style in the past has been more strict, severe, hardcore. But as I've grown as a dom, I've become much more sensual, erotic, humiliating, and so many wonderful things. So my style is really varied. It's kind of an eclectic mix, but one thing is for damn sure, I'm a mistress who is in charge. I'm a mistress who knows what I want.
And make no mistake about it, you are not a switch, right?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm not a switch at all. No. No.
Now, one of the ways that your style has changed, and you talk about constantly learning, you and I both play in the fetish scene in real life. That means we go to fetish conventions, we go to fetish workshops, we have a fetish tool bag, and we play on various equipment and stuff like that. Has the face-to-face experience that you have changed or had an influence on how you are a mistress on the phone?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Whenever I've gone to any kind of fetish fair, fetish convention, I mean, obviously, you go to all of the classes, as many as you can. You meet so many amazing people and you talk. So it's always learning. There's always learning going on. And there may be things that I have picked up here and there in a class talking to someone that I had never even thought of. And I bring that here to LDW group so that I can have an even more kinky time, a more fun time on the phone.
One of the things that I love about you is you give real-time and very practical advice to people on your blog, begformistress.com, in part because you were talking about things that you do in your real life, including your husband, Jack.
Yes. Yes. My hubby, Jack. Oh, meeting another kinkster is amazing. And then marrying a kinkster is just fucking hot, you know, going shopping, doing the groceries, going to the hardware store, and he's got his chastity cage on and that key is around my neck. And we're just quite a couple. And I share a lot of that on my blog because I like for everyone to know, this is me. That is my real life, and I love sharing the real kink side of me and telling so many of my kink stories.
One of the things that I've noticed during my time on the phone is we get to talk to a lot of submissives, a lot of different fetishes and kinks and ways to experience different things. I have gotten so much more experience because of the wealth and variety of people that I've interacted with on the phone. Has that changed how you interact with other submissives in your life? Not just your husband, Jack, but other submissives?
Ooh, you know, I would say yes. It's kink is never just, you know, kind of stuck in one place. I don't speak to someone on the phone and then immediately shut it off. I don't interact with someone in real life and immediately shut it off. It's something that stays with me, either real life domination or distance domination. And I'm able to bring one to the other. You know what I'm saying? Just really take something from each. Learn something on a call and bring that into my real life space. Read something online, bring that into a call or real life. Do something in real life and think, that would be fun to do on a call. So I think how I treat a submissive or how I work with kind of each submissive is a unique experience in and of itself. And every submissive just gets more and more, which I love.
One of the things that I absolutely love being your partner here at LTW Group is the fact that you are excellent at what you do. You believe in professionalism, you believe in excellence, and you believe in care. So when you were talking about interaction, I think of all of the interactions that you do with people, even outside of a specific session. So for example, when someone leaves a comment on your blog, begformistress.com, you go in and you answer the comments. They don't just post with like nothing said. So each time, each blog post, there's almost a second blog post carried on in the comments.
Oh, yes. My blog is, I think, really the way that I reach out to so many people. Begformistress.com is where you will find out so many things about me, pictures, stories, audios, everything. And I have a lot of fun with that. I really, really do. And if you're into feminization, you probably want to check out femfabulous.com as well, because I let more of my girly side out on that blog.
I love femfabulous. I have to tell you, I love both of your blogs, but I mean femfabulous. Ah, it makes me just want to go spray my tits with flower bomb perfume and wear
I
pink.
I think you should. Fuck yeah. I will too. Let's go now. Wow. Spray.
Oh.
Woohoo.
Oh, and for people listening, Delia and I actually, we play together in face-to-face fetish scenes. We're best friends. We talk outside of doing sessions on the phone and stuff like that. So when she's talking about, let's go now and spray each other's tits with flower bombs and flower bomb perfume and wear pink, she's not kidding.
I really, really mean that. I really do. I'd chase her with that bottle of perfume. I would.
And then we would both be, ooh, femme, fabulous.
We would be. Oh, yes.
So people can tell you and I are both sensual, smart, and we've also got like a kind of wicked and funny and quirky side. Both of us are actual real people. We're not this, I don't know, weird stereotype caricature of some phone girl kind of thing, you know, who's reading from a script. That is not us at all.
Right. Exactly. No, we're real, and anybody who has done a call with me, with you, with both of us together, I think knows that. It's easy to see right away. It's easy to tell right away when you interact. Oh, yeah.
And it's not just interactions during the session, but it's also interactions before a session. I'm thinking of a recent two-mistress call that we did. It was very intricate and detailed. It was a role play scene. He sent both of us emails, and we had this email conversation going between the three of us, talking about it and setting it up and doing all of the foreplay on the email. So I think as we talk about interaction with people, it's really important that people understand you answer your email.
Oh, I do. I do. I do. One of my favorite things about that scene that you're talking about was responding to each email in character. And we both did it. We had a different role as part of the role play. And one of the fun anticipations of that role play, I think, was kind of helped along because we both answered in character. Not a crazy long email and certainly not the scene, but just that little extra something that we could do to make it special.
So if you want a little extra something to make it special, reach out to Delia with an email. Her email is delia@enchantrixempire.com. We will do more interviews with you, but for now, thanks for listening to this mistress interview. I'm Olivia, and you can keep up with me on my blog, experiencedmistress.com. You can call either of us by dialing 1-800-601-7259. Thanks for listening.